Balancing a Lexus with an olive tree is something every society has to work on every day. It is also what America at its best is all about. America at its best takes the needs of markets, individuals, and communities all utterly seriously. And that's why America at its best is not just a country. It's a spiritual value and role model. It's a nation that is not afraid to go to the moon, but also still loves to come home for Little League. It is the nation that invented both cyberspace and the backyard barbecue, the internet and the social safety net, the SEC and the ACLU. These dialectics are at the heart of America, and they should never be resolved in favor of one over the other. But they also should never be taken for granted. They have to be constantly nurtured, tended to, and preserved. And we can do this by supporting our public schools, paying our taxes, understanding that government is not the enemy, and always making sure that we're still getting to know our neighbors over the fence and not just over the web. America is not at its best every day, but when it's good, it's very, very good. In the winter of 1994, my eldest daughter, Orly, was in the fourth grade chorus at Burning Tree Elementary School in Bethesda, Maryland. At Christmas time, all the choruses from the local public elementary schools got together for a huge performance in the Bethesda town square. I came, in my Lexus, to hear my daughter sing. The chorus conductor was an African-American man, and for the holiday song fest, he wore a Santa Claus outfit. The first song the chorus sang that evening was the Hanukkah classic Ma Ot Sur to the tune of Rock of Ages. Watching this scene and hearing that song brought tears to my eyes. When I got home, my wife Ann asked me how it was, and I said to her, "Honey, I just saw a black man dressed up as Santa Claus directing 400 elementary school kids singing Ma Ot Sur in the town square of Bethesda, Maryland. God bless America." A healthy global society is one that can balance the Lexus and the olive tree all the time, and there is no better model for this on Earth today than America. And that's why I believe so strongly that for globalization to be sustainable, America must be at its best today, tomorrow, all the time. It not only can be, it must be a beacon for the whole world. Let us not squander this precious legacy.
The Lexus and the Olive Tree, Understanding Globalization, was written and read by Thomas L. Friedman. It was abridged by the author. Editing and post-production by Common Mode. Paul Fowley, Technical Director. The mix engineer was Jocelyn Gonzalez. The associate producer was Sally Hurst. The Lexus and the Olive Tree was directed and produced by Jan Werner. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.